That morning, then, in darkness, out we'd crept, while all the world still slept. Hand clutched in hand, struck out for the gardens and the sea. Along deserted streets, the earliest light outshining now the street lamp's sullen glow. We reach steep steps as the ever-weakening night at last stands backdrop to a lace-like show. Trees, dancing silhouettes. We watch light grow, enough to make our way safe down the stair. And as we pick our way, so carefully go. A blackbird's song burst, like a blinding flare, starts avian choirs that soon are chanting everywhere. Blackbird, thrush, robin, others' songs unknown. Plain preaching from the pigeons, crows, seagulls. Thrilling us startled mammals. Us alone with these unseen birds, whose rioting syllables together welcome dawn. Combining wills to common worship in this vault of trees. As at a distance this ensemble trills above our heads, as crisp as a well-planned tease, one blackbird's solo voice sings, fresh as the morning's breeze. The waves ride rough, people still few, grateful for now carefree. We skirt the skipping tides of the sun refracting sea.
Take hands.
Curtsy when you have and kiss.
Curtsy when you have and kiss. The wild way. where the wild thyme blows, where oxlips and the nodding violet grows, quite over-canopied with luscious woodbine, with sweet musk roses and with eglantine. Of porous earth, with kindly thirst updrawn, rose a fresh fountain, and with many a rill watered the garden. Another side, umbrageous grots and caves of cool recess, o'er which the mantling vine lays forth her purple grape and gently creeps luxuriant. Meanwhile, murmuring waters fall down the slope hills, dispersed, or in a lake that to the fringed bank with myrtle crowned her crystal mirror holds, unite their streams. On grassy verges. Foxes and boar trot through silent streets. A pride of lions stretch and slumber on an empty highway in the noonday heat. Where cruise ships berthed in Venetian harbours, porpoise and dolphins splash and play. As families gasp, call out in wonder, delight to witness this unaccustomed sight.